This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Wednesday, July 15th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that while crime in general is on the decline in Hudson, gun violence is increasing. This according to City Police Chief Edward Moore. Quote, it's not time to panic, but to focus our resources on it, unquote, he said. Moore made the comments during a meeting with city residents at Providence Hall Tuesday, July 14th, in response to a question about the decision to deploy the city's SWAT team at Hudson Terrace on July 7th to recover a handgun. In the 30 months since he became chief, Moore said there have been 41 instances of shots fired, a 20% increase over the preceding period. Quote, if you look at the statistics, the trend in this city is for gun violence, unquote, Moore said. Quote, that worries me. A police officer is going to get shot. A citizen is going to get shot, unquote. Read the full story in the Register Star. Kyle Hughes is reporting for NYS News. The decision of medical marijuana licenses in New York are expected any day, but so far there are few clues to who the growers, processors, and sellers will be. 43 companies have applied for state health department licenses. Some of those competing companies say they remain in the dark about how far along the process is. Six proposals have been made public for medical marijuana operations in the Hudson Valley region, including one in Hudson, one in Saugerties, and one in the city of Newburgh. The Cuomo administration has given no clue about when the successful applicants will be announced. Under the new law, by early 2016, patients with a doctor's approval will be permitted to buy marijuana extracts to consume. Medical marijuana is available in about two dozen states and the District of Columbia. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Chris Bragg is reporting at Capital Confidential that Democrat Sean Francis has raised nearly $16,000 since February in his campaign against Half Moon Republican State Senator Kathy Marchione in 2016. In an interview, Francis called the fundraising, quote, a respectable showing, unquote, so early in the 2016 election cycle, especially for a first-time candidate. Francis is a labor official and a former AAA baseball umpire. He was also critical of former Republican State Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno's use of $500,000 in taxpayer-reimbursed legal fees for a PAC donation. Francis noted that $5,000 of the money went to Marchione, who currently holds Bruno's old seat. Quote, I think the fact that taxpayer money is being used for donations to GOP State Senator George Amador and Kathy Marchione is going to upset plenty of people, unquote, Francis said. As of January, Marchione reported having approximately $160,000 in cash on hand. Her July filing was not available as of Tuesday, July 15th. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. WNYT in Albany reports 7,700 gallons of raw sewage spilled into Coxsackie Creek in Greene County July 12th. The Department of Environmental Conservation says a broken pipe caused the spill in Coxsackie Creek. The creek runs into the Hudson River. CBS 6 TV in Albany reports the leak came from the Village of Coxsackie Wastewater Treatment Plant on the 200 block of Mansion Street in Coxsackie. Dan Friedman is reporting at Capital Confidential that Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has endorsed the ongoing effort to revoke the Presidential Medal of Freedom awarded to Bill Cosby 13 years ago. The medal is the nation's highest civilian honor. The calls to revoke the medal came, as Gillibrand told reporters this weekend, quote, someone who has admitted to drugging women in order to have sex with them should not be given the country's highest honor, unquote. Gillibrand endorsed a petition being circulated by a Chicago-based advocacy group for victims of sexual assault, requesting White House officials examine the possibility of revoking Cosby's medal. White House spokesman Joshua Earnest last week said he did not know if it's legally possible to take back the award. He promised to pose the question to the president's legal team. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. Today is Wednesday, July 15th, and there are public meetings in the area. Catskills Town Board meets at 6:30 p.m. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Human Services Committee meets at 5 p.m. at the county office building. Germantown, the Board of Education, meets at 6:30 p.m. in the elementary music room at the Germantown School. Ghent, the Planning Board meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Greene County has public hearings at 6:20 and 6:25 before a full legislature meeting at 6:30 at the county office building in Catskill. Hudson, the Zoning Board of Appeals, meets at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall. Stuyvesant, the Zoning Revision Committee, meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Taconic has a town meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall and a Taconic Hills Board of Education meeting at 6:30 p.m. at the Central Office Boardroom in Craryville. National Weather Service predicts a chance of showers and thunderstorms today, mostly cloudy with a high near 80. Thursday, patchy fog before 7 a.m. is possible, otherwise sunny with a high near 78 and a low around 55. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 and a low around 62. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.